Therefore he arose and went to the crossings of Teglin, and as he passed by Howden Eleth, he cried, "Bitterly have I paid, O Finduilas, that ever I gave heed to the dragon. Send me now counsel." But even as he cried out, he saw 12 huntsmen, well armed, that came over the crossings, and they were elves. And as they drew near, he knew one, for it was Mablung, chief huntsman of Thingol. And Mablung hailed him, crying, "Turin, well met at last! I seek you, and glad I am to see you living, though the years have been heavy on you." "Heavy," said Turin, "yes, as the feet of Morgoth. But if you are glad to see me living, you are the last in Middle-earth." "Why so?"
"Because you were held in honor among us," answered Mablung. "And though you have escaped many perils, I feared for you at the last. I watched the coming forth of Glaurung, and I thought that he had fulfilled his wicked purpose and was returning to his master. But he turned towards Brithil, and at the same time I learned from wanderers in the land that the black sword of Nargothrond had appeared there again, and the orcs shunned its borders as death. And I was filled with dread, and I said, 'Alas, Glaurung goes where his orcs dare not, to seek out Turin.' Therefore I came hither as swift as might be to warn you and aid you."
"Swift, but not swift enough," said Turin. "Glaurung is dead." Then the elves looked at him in wonder and said, "You have slain the great worm? Praised forever shall your name be among elves and men."
"I care not," said Turin, "for my heart also is slain. But since you come from Doriath, give me news of my kin, for I was told in Dor Lomin that they had fled to the Hidden Kingdom."
The elves made no answer, but at length Mablung spoke.
"They did so indeed, in the year before the coming of the dragon. But they are not there now, alas."
Then Turin's heart stood still, hearing the feet of doom that would pursue him to the end.
"Say on," he cried, "and be swift."
"They went out into the wild seeking you," said Mablung. "It was against all counsel, but they would go to Nargothrond when it was known that you wear the black sword. And Glaurung came forth, and all their guard were scattered. Morwen none have seen since that day, but Nienor had a spell of dumbness upon her, and fled north into the woods like a wild deer, and was lost